Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world? Then change the channel, because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the street.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Right here on the Joe Messina Show, it was a pleasure to have you with me, 855-PRO-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, fully be part of the solution, which means you have to become part of the conversation, you know what I'm saying? I really do appreciate the time that you are spending with us. And again, I know there's about 3,000 other shows you could be watching, listening to, whatever. You've chosen this one. Appreciate it a lot more than you think. Alfonso Rachel will join us right after the first break here. We got a lot to talk about. He and I are going to, what do they say, we're going to rip it up. And I always appreciate his time as well. You know, we just touched on the debate last night. Thank God we got to touch on it because, frankly, talked to a lot of people today that had watched the debate and you know, had their own ideas of who won and what have you. And interestingly, you know, enough, Nikki Haley came out on top quite a bit. And not just with Republicans. I actually had a few Democrats tell me they watched the debate and felt that she, smart woman, bright, got guts, willing to push back and fight back. Which is, you know, it's what we want in a president, do we not? I mean, seriously. But as many of my friends, and as you can imagine, will say that Donald Trump took the night. Eddie took the day. You, if CNN, MSNBC, all of them, they really didn't do themselves any favor by not covering the debate, not truly covering the debate last night. They were more interested in talking about Donald Trump being, quote-unquote, arrested today than anything else. Like it's something new. And again, Trump said it, it's so true. Whether you like him or not, all right? Whether you like him or not, I mean, frankly, Trump is gonna pull this off. Yeah, go ahead. I'll let you stew in that for a second or two. GOP voters last night say DeSantis delivered the best performance in the first primary debate, which is really funny because most of the Republicans I talked to were not there. They say he fell flat. And here's the thing. You know, Fox is all in for DeSantis. You know that. But you talk about a guy that came in just flat. Now, I don't dislike DeSantis. I like him. I don't think he's ready for the presidency, but I like him. Vivek Ramaswamy, though, he came in second at 26%, according to the poll I'm looking at. And again, my problem with him, as Nikki Haley said, he has absolutely no idea about foreign policy. Absolutely no idea on some of these issues that he's going to have to deal with. Again, never being, and I'm not echoing Pence by any stretch of the imagination, but, you know, never involved in politics, not understanding how it takes to push stuff through, get things to happen. He has no real friends, no real allies there at the, in government as a whole, period. A poll taken after the GOP presidency primary debate, it shows a plurality of Republican voters felt that Florida Governor Sanders took the night. Now that's according to the Washington Post poll. Conducted alongside 538 and IPOSIS polls. 29% of voters polled said that Sanders performed the best of the night. Yeah, I mean, 29%, that's not a big number either. Right? Polls conducted right afterward. They polled over 1,000 potential Republican primary voters, which I always find interesting. In that pocket of voters, how do I know you pick the right ones? You know what I'm saying? I mean, seriously. So DeSantis 29, Ramaswamy was 26%. Right? Haley hung in at, Haley 15. And the other ones, pretty much nothing. Pence got 7%. Christie and Scott were tied at 4th. I love it. No, I think it's great. When you look at this, Christie, I feel so bad for Scott. I really do, sincere, and I mean that sincerely. I feel so bad for Scott. I've heard him do speeches before. I've heard him talk before. He's a smart guy. He's a good guy. I don't know if he's ready for this, but he's a good guy. And to think that the only people that voted double digits, Haley, Ramaswamy, and DeSantis, also throws a lot of light on this, right? And should somebody, can somebody send a note? I don't have his email address, but somebody should send a note to Governor Doug Burgum and Asa Hutchinson, both of them. Both of them barely made 1%. Go home. Nobody wants you there. Just go home. I mean, in all sincerity. The next debate will be, I think Fox Business is going to host it. Held on the 27th. Enough. Right? Don't you think? Enough. Go see your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up with Alfonso Rachel right after the break. We'll be right back.
Have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. $1,000. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to DanPilla.com to order your copy. That's DanPilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to DanPilla.com. That's DanPilla.com.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there are certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
We are back. Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-GRILL-JOE, 855-732-5566. I give you a day, if that long, before Donald Trump's mugshot is all over T-shirts that you can buy for, you know, $39.99. You know what I'm saying? I mean, and if you've seen the picture, it is Donald. And I would like to see a whole room filled, you know, maybe a school board meeting or a water board meeting or a city council meeting with a whole bunch of people sitting together with one of them T-shirts on. I think that would be fantastic. But anyhow, I love shaking up people that way. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-GRILL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Guy that we all know and love. Alfonso Rachel joins us. We lovingly refer to him as Zoe. He is the host of the Zoloft Soapy and Death Anti-Fighting Bible Study, and just a good guy all the way around. Zoe, how long before his picture, how long before the t-shirts come out, do you think? Come on. He's a marketing genius, so how long?
Yeah, not only the t-shirts, man, but the different kinds of narratives that they're going to put with it, man. Are they going to have, like, you know, are they going to have him like with a bandana on or something like that? Maybe some tattoos, maybe get the teardrop on there, and, you know, it's a gangster, man, thug life, all that sort of stuff.
No kidding, right? I mean, seriously. But I mean, that was such a joke. I was watching earlier. I was watching him driving, you know, to the courthouse, and thinking to myself, they spent more money on security. I'm watching the line. I'm watching what it takes to get him there, the whole nine yards. And people are going, oh, I can't wait to see, you know, the nasties. Can't wait to see him in handcuffs. And I kept saying, listen, you Maronis, you're not going to see him in handcuffs. The Secret Service is not going to let that happen, number one. Where is that man going to run to? Right?
Yeah.
Is what all that stuff is for. Where is he going? He's surrounded by law enforcement officials. Are we for real?
Right, right. And the key word, the key occupation that you're talking about, that you mentioned, is Secret Service. See, my whole thing is like, hey, Secret Service, why are you letting the president get kidnapped? I mean, because here's the thing, man. Biden, he cheated, right? He cheated. He's not the legitimate president.
Donald Trump,
you know, and Trump is like, you know, I don't want to get into a whole issue of like a long issue about the things that Trump has done like wrong. But this right here, one thing I will say is that he didn't lose the election. It was stolen. And I'm like wondering, why is the Secret Service... Because Trump, he's not getting arrested, folks. He's not getting arrested. He's getting kidnapped. They don't have anything on the guy, right? They really don't. And so this is a kidnapping, and it shouldn't be allowed to happen. And the Secret Service will be like, you ain't taking him.
I'm going to talk about this later on, but you know, you have some witnesses now that were kind of bullied during the Inquisitions. And now that you know, some of these cases are starting to have holes in them, because the people who said, yeah, I saw this, I saw that, said, no, I was pressured in doing that. I was told if I did that, then they would not go after me for this. And so it's starting. I've been saying this all along. You're going to start seeing cracks in the dam. You're going to start seeing those people that are true patriots, true Americans, but were afraid at first, now come back around like you see these whistleblowers coming out, and others are just going to say, no, you know what, that really didn't happen, and they pressured me into saying it, I'm sorry, that kind of stuff. And we're seeing it. Thank God we're seeing it.
Yeah. Are we going to see it have any effect, though? You know, that's the thing about it, man. It's like, you know, even with we're talking about, you know, Trump getting hauled off to jail, and then on the other end, we got Biden, you know, like driving in Hawaii, and they might as well just drawn a face on a coconut and just let him ride the back of a limo. You know, it's like
nobody would know the difference. I agree with you. But I've got to put it in a swivel, though, so it just kind of bobs up and down, swivels around. But I don't know if you saw the. Now, there's the difference. This is why they say we're sick, but here's Trump on his way to the courthouse. People got signs. You know, Trump 2024, they're waving, they're applauding, they're screaming, we love you. Then you have Biden in Hawaii, driving down. They're flipping him the bird, telling him to F off, go home, you're too late. I'm going, oh, yeah, he got 82 million votes. Yeah, okay.
Right? Yeah. I mean, they're not even giving the acronyms, the FJB or even the Let's Go Brandon. They're just you know, birds. A flock of birds, man, and just letting them have it. And my whole thing's like, look, man, I understand cursing at Joe Biden ain't gonna make the country any better. But I get your anger and stuff like that. But it's I guess as long as it makes them feel better for the moment.
So if you think about something, $200,000 for bail. I mean, for him, that's cookie jar money, right? He keeps that in the cookie jar. But let's go a little further with this. You have guys that have shot people in the street, beat up people in the street, smashed stores, and they get a piece of paper and told to come back in 2 months, right?
Yeah.
And bail is to make sure that you do come back. And I'm thinking to myself, if I was him, honestly, I would have said, I'm not giving you $200,000. I'll sign slip like the thug that you brought in earlier, Okay, but I can give you $200,000. I look at the Secret Service and go, so you're gonna let me? You're gonna let them put me in the jail cell? Really?
I mean,
you don't understand, right? That would have caused a real stir. That would have really, yeah. That would have, anyhow. But you know, we gotta get to the important stuff, dude. Really, seriously.
Yeah.
I mean, come to find out, I just found out this week. I was not really aware of this. Did you know that Jesus was a socialist?
And I've heard rumors.
Now, according to this article, Christianity is in crisis. I gotta learn how to say that. Christianity in crisis. Bang, bang, bang. Right? Conservatives finally realize Jesus was woke. That's according to Russell Moore of the Southern Baptist Convention. I got nothing, dude. You and I both know this ain't real. They've been pushing this for a long time. And now they've got the weak of mind, feeble of mind, that actually would buy into something like this, wouldn't they?
Yes, they would, man. And but you and I have read that Bible, and we know different. We highly recommend that they read it too, with the counsel of the Holy Spirit, and they would see what the Bible actually says about it instead of making up these fairy tales. No wonder people think that Jesus is a myth. You got all these people always making up stuff about him.
Yeah, but listen, Jesus, I mean, come on, dude. Jesus wants you to take care of the poor and take care of the sick and make sure people have a place to live and food on the table and clothes and that they're warm. That's socialism and it's fine as though. Come on, get with the program.
Oh, no, it isn't. It is not. Because notice that he said he wants you to do it. You do it with your own resources, which God recognizes as your property, not the state's property, yours. You do it. So that ain't socialism.
I'm sorry. I just, you know, Jesus told us to take care of the widows and the orphans. He did not throw in, you know, the homeless, the ones that don't want to work, the ones that live in tents on the street. He didn't throw all that stuff in. And you're right. He never said, right, compel the government to use everybody else's tax money to go ahead and feed these people. I mean, I found that one. Maybe during the break somebody could send it to me. I might have missed that. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more. Come on.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Former President Trump surrendered to authorities in the Georgia election case this evening.
Trump turned himself in at the Fulton County Jail. Trump agreed earlier this week to a $200,000 bond, and the agreement explicitly bars him from using social media to target co-defendants or witnesses. I'm Dave Collins.
Fulton County DA Fonnie Willis is pushing for an October 23rd start date for the trial, which Trump's legal team has reportedly been opposing. Trump's racketeering and conspiracy charges stem from his alleged attempts to overturn the 2020 election result in Georgia. Outrage is growing among some Maui wildfire survivors after national news reports aired images of FEMA workers staying in luxury hotels. FEMA representatives responded Wednesday saying reports of personnel staying in rooms that cost $1,000 per night are not true. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Jew.
Jew?
Jew. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. It's the only way we win. It's the only way we really make a difference is when you open your mouth and you do something. You do something more than nothing. Alfonso Rachel joins me. We lovingly refer to him as Zoe. He is the host of the Zoloft Anti-Fuddy-Duddy Bible Study and the Zopian Den. And Zoe, do we finish with Jesus the Socialist? You got anything you want to add to that? I mean, you know.
Oh, man. Where we be? I mean, because these people trying to talk about Jesus being a socialist, they're a bunch of Judases as it is, man. Judas, you know, to be a socialist is you know, all property is basically, you know, the people's property, the state property, and all that sort of stuff, man. And Judas is when this woman was anointing Jesus' feet and anointing his hair and stuff with her perfume, you know, Judas is coveting her stuff like a socialist. And trying to tell her what she's supposed to be doing with her stuff, like a socialist, right? Telling her that, you know, that could have been liquidated and the money could have been done with this. And it could have been, you know, to feed the poor and all that sort of stuff. And even Jesus had to say, man, shut up. Leave her alone. Because Jesus, like, that's her property. You ain't got no business telling her what to do with her property, you know? And you got these people out there trying to make Jesus out to be some socialist. Jesus had his own private health care practice. Jesus wasn't telling people to go get some peanut butter and some cheese from the state. You know, whatever Jesus did, he got out of his own resources and he told people, yeah, be charitable, do this and do that, but you do it out of your own resources. You don't make it policy for the state to come and steal from you and then ration it to other people. Jesus wasn't no kind of socialist.
I was joking with you during the break, and I was saying, you know, it's really funny how these people want to kind of make it look like we're supposed, you know, you're a Christian, right? You know, you shouldn't have any problem with the government doing this. Yeah, I do, because Jesus never told me, hey, Joe, only vote for those guys that'll steal your tax dollars and steal them from other people and, you know, give them to this and give them, and definitely give them to Planned Parenthood, right? That kind of thing.
Yeah.
No, that was never. You can't find anything in the Bible that tells you to go beat on somebody else to use their money and other people's money to make something happen. He always
Absolutely.
Says you go do, you go take care of, you go and do things. But I guess that doesn't work anymore.
well, you know, they believe Jesus is a socialist because, you know, you got to render under Caesar what is Caesar's, right?
Oh, yeah, that's
you
right.
You got to pay your taxes. Yep. Yeah, so you got to ration that stuff out. But, hey, folks, before you let any of these collectivists try to tell you that, when they try to trap Jesus in this so-called tax, you know, question, you know, what Jesus was telling the Herodians was, look, let me see that coin. Let me see that coin that you're going to pay tribute with. And Jesus says, whose inscription is on this coin? So you got the picture of the son of Augustus, and around it, it's going to say, worshipful son of the god Augustus. So Jesus is letting them know, you guys are violating the commandment of idolatry. You're worshiping an engraven image. That's what that was all about. That's why they were astonished. They were like, dang, man, we're going to try to trap Jesus in a tax question. And Jesus just totally busted us for idolatry and for paying tribute to a false god. So when people try to say, well, Jesus is all about paying taxes to the state. No, he wasn't. Render under Caesar. When he says render under Caesar, what is Caesar? He's like, render under him nothing. Render to God everything.
I'm with you. I get a kick. Again, I get a kick out of these people who really, they really don't. And you know it because you see the arguments. They don't really study. They read it like it's a Reader's Digest or something, right? And then they go grab a line here and a line there and like, oh, you know, Jesus said this and Jesus said that. Did you read the chapter or just the one line, right? Did you cherry pick the words out of the one line that you want to use, right? I mean, nope. Seriously, money is the root of all evil. You go, well, wait a minute. There's words in front of that.
Yep. Right? I'm loving money.
But yeah, that's how they twist and they turn and they customize the Bible for their own meaning, for their own use, right?
Customized Christianity for sure, man. And,
yeah. And they're not lying, but they're doing what the devil did, right? I mean,
right.
Did God really tell you?
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
yep.
Seriously. Oh, God bless. But yeah, no, Jesus was not a socialist in any way, shape, manner, or form. Especially by today's standards, you know,
ugh.
I don't think he'd be wagging his finger today going, no, that's not what I said.
Yeah. Well, in socialism, of course, Jesus is going to be a socialist because that would be him violating his own commandments.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to bait the state. And when we talk about God, like when God says putting other gods before God, that's not just a God in terms of something divine, but God in terms of authority figure. It's not just God in a deistic sense. It's talking about gods as an authority. So you shall not put other gods before God. That God could be the state as well. Matter of fact, it would suggest that this God would be the state, and you'd have people going to the state or dependency rather than their dependency on God. So they'll be putting gods before God. In order to have socialism, you're going to have a state that is covetous. And in our system that we're set up where we elect people, these people, they would be representing the people's covetousness and saying that these people need to be paying their fair share and so on and so forth. So Jesus, if he was a socialist, he would be violating the commandment to not covet. He would be violating the commandment to not steal because the state's going to make it policy to steal from other people and assuming the ration to somebody else. They're going to be doing that. So all this stuff that they're trying to talk about with Jesus being a socialist is totally contrary to who he is as the living Torah himself.
You know, in another story about Jesus where, you know, it's funny, for somebody that they hate to talk about, what do they always do? They're always talking about him.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, you can't have Jesus in this. You can't, and you shouldn't talk about religion here. And it's like, every time I turn the page, somebody's talking about Jesus. But there's a class that a teacher has. And as he's going through and talking to kids and whatever, and he's not a Jesus fan, we'll put it that way. But what I find interesting is some of the ideas that he's selling is that he goes on to say that Jesus is a perpetually contested figure. And he goes on, is Jesus a teacher of peace or warrior? A socialist or a capitalist sympathizer? Why couldn't it be socialist sympathizer? Anyway, is he the manliest man to ever exist or transgressively feminine figure? American Christians see Christ as all of these things and more.
Yeah. I'd probably cause a riot in that class, man.
Yeah. I love to go to some of those things and really act a fool, right? I don't get it. What do you mean by he's this? Could you expound on that? I'm not the swiftest guy. But I love those things where they try to kind of pull this stuff together. And they so overthink it that there's no responding to them because nothing you say is really going to help or really going to take root, if you would.
It does become an exercise of casting pearls before pigs.
Yeah, that's so true. All right, but I got one you should really like. George Takei.
Oh, so George Tacky. Tacky George.
Do you know what I love about this, though? I've heard some interviews of his, right? And what I love about this is that he said, I had to hide being gay all those years. And I'm not trying to be mean, but really? You really thought you hit it? Like, for real? I mean, come on.
And
you know what? Yeah, in those days, we still thought you were good. We didn't care. Nobody cared. But I guess he's really stepped in it this time. He compares bans on transgender surgery for minors to, ready for this one, Japanese internment.
Okay.
So, I don't know. I don't even. Let me see. Where's it going?
Like, really, George? Did they cut off your wiener while you were in a intern camp?
I don't even get this. And why do this, right? I mean, as someone who has experienced forced relocation as a child, the sense of deja vu is deeply unsettling. It's crucial that we learn from history, push for a change, and use our vote to secure a better future. Basically, he goes on to basically say that by scapegoating the LGBTQ community, we're doing the same thing we did to the Japanese. I still don't know how we're scapegoating the LGBTQ community.
I don't know if I could warp speed an answer on that one, man.
Yeah.
on the other side of the break.
It's their way of kind of gaslighting you to say, hey, you saw what we did to the Japanese. You're going to do the same thing to the LGBTQ community? Don't be doing that.
Exactly.
Which is amazing,
what it is, man.
Right?
Exactly right. So, gaslighting.
All right. Let's see. All right. We'll go to the phone in a minute. It looks like Dennis, hang on when we come back. I'll let you say what you want to say. You're listening to the Joe Messina Show. Be back in a minute. Don't go far.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for a specialist to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel, he was
I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Really appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. Dennis from California. Jesus, you don't believe Jesus is a socialist, right? Please say no.
I don't believe Jesus is a socialist. I would say he would be mostly a theocrat or a monarchist. His divine return, and he'll rule through decree.
Okay.
I can dig it. I can dig it, man. Can I add to that?
You can. Go ahead.
It reminds me of these folks, man, that be trying to say that Jesus would be a Democrat, or you have the pastors in church who love to get that applause. Like I said, Jesus was neither a Republican or a Democrat, and everybody, that's right, he wasn't here. He's above politics and all. It's like, knock it off. God is the first policy writer. Of course, he's about politics. You just got to make sure that your politics are squared up with his, and And the Lord is definitely not going to be a Democrat because our vote, he's not going to pay attention to our vote. The selfish ideas that we want and assume that we have the majority rule for what he's going to be ruling by. So it ain't going to be that. The Lord is definitely going to be more Republican, actually. And you're right in terms of monarchy. But here's the thing. As a republic, we have a representative form of government. And we are a constitutional republic. Well, the Lord himself is our constitution. He is our law. He's our highest representative. And we live under his rule. We are under his rule. Yeah. Right? So we would definitely be more Republican. I'm not saying he's Republican, but when you kind of set it up, it's like, yeah, it's more towards that than it would be like socialist or democratic or anything like that.
Go ahead, Dennis.
Well, may I remind you that he is going to be writing his law on our heart. So
yes, sir.
We will be wanting what is right.
Yes.
Yeah, you know, Dennis, we should be, true Christians should be wanting what he wants now.
Yes.
You know, and fighting for what he wants now and being the warrior he has called us. I truly believe he's called us to be. Hey, Dennis, thank you for calling. Thank you for listening to the show. God bless.
Thank you. God bless.
Yeah. You know, that's the other part of it that some people shy away from, though, is we are called to be warriors. And that doesn't mean everybody gets a sword and a shield and you go off lopping off ears all over the place. But we are supposed to fight for what's right. We are supposed to uphold what is right. We're supposed to, you know, again, I'm always amazed that there's Christians out there that believe that you really just get on a knee and let them take your head off.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, they would argue that, well, isn't that what Jesus did? It's like, well, Jesus had to meet death to beat death. Jesus is the only one who can actually beat death. Jesus is a warrior. He didn't just go, you know, make a sacrifice. He's a warrior. This is a war, and he sacrificed himself in war. Kind of like the way that a person would throw himself over a grenade, that kind of thing. So, and the Lord does tell us to have on our helmet and our shield and our sword and our sandals and our breastplate. We are supposed to have battle dress. And you know, but like I said, when people try to make it like Jesus was all docile. And you know, handed himself over, like I said, that's like in a war where a person is like, look, man, I'm going to run interference here, and this is your opportunity to escape. Now, Peter didn't just run out of running for being a coward. Peter ran because he thought there was going to be a fight. Peter was ready to get into a knife fight. All right, when he realized that there ain't going to be no fight, he's like, wait a minute, you mean you just want? We're just going to hand ourselves over. Peter didn't understand that. That's why he bailed. But, you know, this right here, this is a picture of Jesus, the son of David. It's a picture of David. David was the one who was chosen to fight Goliath. He stepped up to fight Goliath. He was the only one who could fight him, right? Jesus is the only one who could take on death. That's why he went in docility to be executed. And then once he got into death's house, he basically choked death out and stepped back over his body and came back to the living.
You know, I love some of these Christians that I run with, but they will talk to me about certain things, and they'll say, well, no, you know, the Bible says that blessed are the peacemakers. And I go, yeah, I know. You know that sometimes you keep peace by having more weapons than the other guy? I mean, do you understand that?
Yeah.
I mean, seriously, you guys think that peace is you laying down for no reason without a fight. And that is not what the Bible calls us to do either. You know, we're supposed to, quote-unquote, defend the faith, right? It doesn't, like I said, it doesn't mean you drive a tank into town and rip the place up.
Right.
But you need to be ready for it. You need to be ready for the fight. You need to be ready to defend yourself, your family. You know, someday I'm going to do teaching around the castle doctrine, because the castle doctrine is a biblical doctrine, not our founding fathers' doctrine. You know, we are called to protect our families biblically, defend our homes, defend our families, and what have you.
Yeah, so. I mean, when you have people that are assuming that we were supposed to be, you know, like Jesus in a sense, and like the disciples, and maintain this kind of posture of docility. There's a reason why they were commissioned to do this. This isn't a lesson for us to allow ourselves to be abused. It's not a lesson to not defend ourselves. They were chosen to do that because in this time, the record needed to show that they, it really needed to show starkly that they did nothing wrong. Okay, Jesus didn't call for any sort of violent insurrection or anything like that. He didn't lead some group of militia or anything like that. He could have, and technically he almost kind of did, because they were all armed and they were ready to fight. But he was like, no, we're not going to do that. Not because it's all about, ooh, peace and love, peace and love. It's like, look, we have to really show. The record has to show. We did nothing wrong to these people. And when I say that the world hated me first, it needs to be very clear that the world did demonstrate that it hated me first, and they're going to hate you too, even though you didn't do anything wrong. Meaning that these people are guilty murderers, and blood is on their head. They even invited the blood to be on their head. The blood of our children be on our head. They were proud of it. So Jesus had to show that for the record.
Yeah. You know, again, you're so right about that stuff. You're so right. We're not fighting anymore. We really don't understand what we're called to do. And I think I was telling you a while back, I did a teaching to a bunch of guys, and the teaching was, look, gentlemen, the men are called to take charge. Not that the women are any less, but it said men teach your sons. Men teach your daughters. It doesn't say, well, you know, somebody in the house needs to teach that kid how to be a man. Somebody in the house, right? It doesn't say that. And frankly, and honestly, my contention to some of my Christian friends is, look, as a man, I am the first thing that my daughter is going to see, first as a representation of Christ, as a representation of how a man should treat you. Don't ever let a man, you know, this is how your dad is treating you. That was how your husband should treat you. Okay? My son, the same thing. He's going to look at how I treat his mom, how I treat my daughters, and that's how he's going to learn how to treat women. And again, I am the first example of Christ that he's going to see in his life. So we have a massive, you know, these people outside of Christianity think we're just dictators, that we think we're, you know, I'm the man, I'm the head of the house, you better do what I say. No, no, I'm also responsible for the finances, training up the kids, making sure there's money for the, I mean, there's a lot going on here that people don't realize, right?
Definitely, and it's, you know, for women, they feel like, you know, the feminists, they feel like there's something, you know, dishonoring about, you know, this construct. It's not a social construct. It's a biblical construct. And, you know, the narrative out there is, even this self-righteous narrative, is that, you know, you need to be a father to your kids. And, this, you know, even if you're separated or whatnot, where are the fathers? It's like, no, it's not about the fathers. It's about the husbands. And you said it right. It's like, as the husband, that's the example that the kids need to see. The husband is, you know, the word husband is actually pertains to tending your garden. That's what husbandry is. And so as the husbands, we're supposed to make sure that our garden is fortified. We're the hunter-gatherers. We bring the resources. The wife does a lot of the administrative heavy lifting. She takes the resources and she maintains the household. She manages your affairs. She's the one, like in Proverbs or Proverbs 31, you know, she's the one who's like setting up like the land,
yep.
You know, making the deals to purchase the land and things like that, managing the household, making sure that the kids are educated and all that sort of stuff. And they see the teamwork between the father and the mother as husband and wife, yep. You know, doing these things.
Yeah, they don't see all of that, because to your point, the real hardcore feminists are the ones that look and say, no, a woman can do just as much as a man can do. It should be just above the man. And, you know, I always hear this thing where men can multitask. I mean, women can multitask, men can't, which proves they're better. No, it doesn't prove anything. Okay? Not every man can't multitask, all right? But it's just amazing to me.
Yeah. I mean, there's
got 25 seconds.
There's different kinds of strength that we have. You know, there's things that women are wired for and better suited for than men are, and vice versa. And we should be grateful and respect those roles that, you know, we're born into, gifted by the Lord.
All right, real quick, where do people get your wonderful music, hear the teaching, whole nine yards?
Oh, thanks, man. I'm at bronzeserpentmedia.com. My music project is Sledge X, Rock the Gospel, y'all. Our Bible study is the Zopium Den. My political commentaries are the Zoloft.
Hey, I wouldn't send you the wrong direction. Go for it. Joe Messina, your host. Be back in a little bit. Don't go far.